I've been all over the country, and I would say largely this is a white problem. I don't find opiate addiction too much in black or Latino populations. This is very different from the way heroin spread 40 years ago in the 1970s, where a lot of black and Latino communities were really badly hit. Heroin today and prescription pill addiction today is almost entirely white, a white phenomenon, and it's in rural America, it's in largely in suburban America, places that have done fairly well, middle class, upper middle class areas, and it's in towns that really never had a problem with heroin before this. Charlotte, Salt Lake, Columbus, Cincinnati, Albuquerque, places like that where you just didn't really see it so much. Now it's become a very, very big problem. And as Gil Kuralkowski said, it's mostly related to the use of the gateway drug in all this is are these prescription pills.
Well, explain that a little bit more. Sam, you start.
Many of these prescription painkillers are virtually identical molecularly to heroin. Oxycodone is very, very similar, almost identical to heroin. The problem is that there's a black market in these pills now because they've been so widely prescribed. There was a revolution in medicine in the United States back in the 80s and 90s that said these pills are non-addictive ones prescribed to pain patients, chronic pain patients. So we had this kind of rising sea level of pills all across the country. A very deep black market developed in which these pills now cost $1 a milligram. Most of these pills come in 30, 40, 80 milligram doses. That means you're having to pay 30, 40, 80 bucks a pill, and a lot of people getting addicted, their tolerance rises. They end up using 3, 4, 5 of these pills. I've met people who had $300, $400 a day addictions. Heroin comes in, and it's a fifth to a tenth cheaper than that. And if you're already, a lot of these folks getting addicted to the pills have already begun injecting. And when they start injecting, it's kind of like they've crossed the Rubicon in a sense. And so heroin, injecting heroin isn't that much different from injecting these pills. It just happens to be far cheaper.